Our first public hearing is conditional use 1670 Philip D. Murray and Becky L. Murray.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for auto repair and part sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Gumborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.08 acres, more or less, lying at the southeast corner of the intersection of Route 26 and Road 415B. For the benefit of the commission, I've passed down copies of the site plan for this application. It shows a proposed building 40 by 120 and related parking. The building set back approximately 126 feet off the road, of the public road. We have two agency comments to date. First one being from the Department of Transportation. It is in the form of a support facilities report, and it was dated September 28th of 2005. It makes reference to Road 26, Middleborough Highway. It makes reference also to Collins Road, which is 415B. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The level of service C of Route 26 and the level of service A of 415B will not change as a result of this application. The information sent to DelDOT was for the same use as advertised. From the Sussex Conservation District, also in a form of a memorandum dated November 28th, we are advised that the soils on the map are mapped to be Falsington sandy loam and Pocomoke sandy loam. Both soil types have severe limitations for development purposes. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. The farmland rating for the soil types both are both considered to be of statewide importance. They're both considered prime farmland, and they're both considered hydric soils. In reference to drainage, there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, and it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared of the site in general vicinity, and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 74 showing the site. And that's all I have done unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Yes, sir.
Mr. Lank.
Sir.
On the notice, it says 415B, and on this site plan, it's saying 315B.
The survey shows 315B, and it's actually 415B.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sir. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Conway, come up and give us your name and address, please. Your name and address, please.
Philip Murray, Middleborough, Delaware.
All right, sir. Mr. Murray, you've heard what our director has read into the record regarding your application. Do you have anything you wish to add?
No, I mean, it's be selling new parts and installing them and stuff. I mean, like for four-wheel drive trucks and stuff like that.
All right, well, let's see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy.
Yes, Mr. Murray, do you live at this location now?
Yeah.
You do live there?
Behind it, yeah.
Okay, behind it. And you're anticipating like doing mechanical work and?
Yeah, they want to sell like four-wheel drive accessories and stuff like that and install them. Not mechanic work for us, working on cars, I don't think. I mean, nothing.
Not on cars or anything?
Just what they sell, yeah, new stuff.
Okay, so will you be selling vehicles?
No.
No, just working on them. Okay, and then, so you're saying new parts, no dismantling the old parts?
No, just all new stuff.
Okay. How many employees do you have or anticipating having?
Well, it's my son and my sister's son and probably two others. I mean, probably four altogether.
Yeah. What your hours of operation, days of operation?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, I guess.
No Saturdays?
Probably not, unless they need to do or something. I mean.
Well, we'll set stipulations, so if you want to work on Saturday, you need to say yes or no.
Well, maybe yes, yeah.
Would that be the same hours?
No. I mean, it would
on Saturday?
Probably be the lunchtime or something.
8 to 12?
Yeah.
No Sunday hours?
No. Sorry, Benny, I'll just.
That's fine, thanks.
Humping a little bit.
So, as far as the old parts that you'll be taking off, what will you be doing with those?
Most of the people take that back with them. I mean, if they do like a four-wheel drive lift, most of it's new trucks, they just give them their parts back.
You give the parts back? You won't have any storage of?
No, there won't be no trash or nothing around there, no.
How about a sign? Would you do a sign displayed outside advertising the business, or?
I guess, or can you have one on the building itself, or?
We can. That's all you want, on a building?
Yeah.
Is there any other shops or anything in the near vicinity? Do you know of, I mean?
Of that type, no. I mean, there's repair shops there, yeah. I mean, there's Gumball Auto Center there, or in town there, then there's.
So how far away are you from them, from the?
I would assume a mile, I guess.
A mile?
They're right in town, we're just out of town.
That's all the questions I have right now.
All right, sir, thank you. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess a question for Mr. Lang. It appears that there might be as many as 19 parking spaces plotted out on this site plan. Is that tied into a county ordinance dealing with the size of the building, or?
No, I think it's more than necessary. It depends on the use.
Just depending on
you break down the use based on the code, and uh-huh. I'd have to sit down and calculate that, but it wouldn't require that many.
Okay. All right.
Depending on the use. It's going to be based on employees and office space and the rest of it shop area, so it really would be minimal.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Murray, do you anticipate the vehicles that you're working on staying on the premises for long periods of time?
When they're done, when people come get them.
Cash in, cash out.
Yeah.
Go that way. Are there any environmental concerns, any flammable chemicals, anything like that you think?
No, I mean, most of all they want to do is four-wheel drive, like lifts and stuff like that. I mean, most of it's brand new trucks. I mean,
okay.
Cars.
Brand new vehicles. Any thoughts as to perhaps serving the farm equipment industry and doing anything with any of those vehicles? Or
no.
Just concentrate on the four-wheel drive.
Yeah, that's what they want to do, yeah.
No other questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
I have no questions.
Mr. Burton?
No questions for me.
Mr. Lang?
Just curious, is this business somewhat generated by the mud ball racing that takes place in the Gumball area?
It helps, I guess.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Gouts?
Just one question. Are you going to be able to do all the work indoors, or will be there anything?
It'll be definitely indoors, yeah.
Inside the building that you're going to construct. That's all.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions, but I would note for Mr. Johnson that there is no parking in the setback requirement.
I'll recheck that out. Thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat for a minute, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1670 Philip D. Murray and Becky L. Murray? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1670? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for coming out this evening. If you would like to remain with us for the balance of the night to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to just call the office in the morning. Our next pub.